this land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What has been happening your week since Labor Day? How are things going over there at the Iron Pig?
Well, I'll tell you, it's quite interesting. There has been a lot of scuttlebutt in the news lately about the Court of Appeals and, of course, then the Michigan Supreme Court with the RFK rulings this last few days. It also appears that the Iron Pig has been active at the Court of Appeals level as well. So we filed our appellant, brief of appellant, our oral argument. Basically the basis for our oral argument, in which we set forth 6 different arguments in front of 3 Court of Appeals judges, in which we are going to take down MCL 333.2451, which, for those playing along at home, will immediately recognize, I'm kidding, of course, this is one of the statutes that they used against us here at the Iron Pig. We've talked about for 4 years now, or the better part of 4 years, 2453 and 2253. Those were the two that ultimately led to all of the big shutdowns. Well, 2451 is a local statute that was also used against the Iron Pig, in which it states, and I quote, "A condition which could reasonably be expected to cause death and disease," unquote. Now, this is a local health director. This is the person that we had ousted here 2-3 years ago, Lisa Peacock, right? She's an employee of the local health department. So yep. We are seeking to have 2451 also ruled unconstitutional for a number of arguments that we set forth in this brief.
Now, in that process, this is in front of the Court of Appeals, is that correct?
That is correct.
So the appellate court is 3 judges, and I believe is Boonstra one of the judges on that court?
Boonstra is. I do not believe that we have been assigned our 3-judge panel as of yet.
Okay, do they only have 1 3-judge panel, or are there numerous ones that act on behalf of the Michigan Appellate Court?
There are numerous, yeah. Okay. So you can, at any time, you can get 3 judges. You know, they could be 3 good judges or 3 bad judges. They could be 3 liberal judges. They could be 2-1. You never really know. And that's exactly what we saw with the RFK rulings trying to get him off the ballot this week. The lower court said he stays on. Court of Appeals turned that over and said he needs to be removed. Benson then went to emergency appeal injunction to the Michigan Supreme Court, yep. And they then decided to overrule the lower appeals court and say, listen, RFK has to remain on the ballot, also while keeping Cornel West off of the ballot. I mean, this to me is not democracy in action, but, I mean, obviously an attempt to sway an election.
Absolutely. We just talked about it in the first hour. And between that and the lies that were being told on these TV commercials, Project 2025, which Donald Trump has nothing to do with, that came out by the Heritage Foundation, well, they're actually running snippets of certain items that are in it that Donald Trump will do if he gets elected president. Man, they are in desperation mode. Debate tonight. Do you plan to watch it?
Yeah, we're actually having a watch party here with one of our local political organizations. So we will have the debate on here at the restaurant. Anybody that's listening, want to come by, hang out, have a good time, watch a very entertaining debate, I'm sure, right here at the Iron Pig 830.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We'll take a short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be right back.
Dixie Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig, which they're going to do a debate viewing party tonight at the Iron Pig. 8:30, come and get your food, get a good seat, because I believe the debate, doesn't it start right at 9 o'clock tonight?
I believe that is correct, yeah.
Yeah, ABC News, Fox News, a couple other media companies are going to be carrying it live. Want to be a part of it, just head down to the Iron Pig, have a good time with some fellow patriots, enjoy a good meal, and watch the debate. One thing I did want to ask you about this appellate court process. So has this now been triggered or signed? Because I know you were basically waiting. The filing had been done previously. What's different about right now, it being assigned to an actual panel, or are you still waiting for that decision?
As far as I know, we have not been given a panel of judges yet. So what happens now is the defendants, the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, or the appellee, if you will, what they get is 35 days to respond to this brief, and they can extend that for an additional 35 if they request. Then we get 21 days to brief response to their brief. I hope that makes sense. So we brief.
Absolutely.
They get up to 70 to brief. Then we get another 21 days to brief. So we're looking at, you know, the better part of, you know, another 90 days roughly here until this moves forward with actual oral arguments at the Court of Appeals. And I do need to mention that we did file for a bypass application, kind of the same thing that the Health Department did with us back in 2021. When we won, they immediately appealed, and then they also immediately did a bypass appeal. So we went ahead and did the same thing. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? So we went ahead and actually appealed also over top of the Court of Appeals directly to the Michigan Supreme Court. And, of course, we've heard nothing on that. And I don't suspect with this current court, like we were talking a minute ago, I don't think that this current court has much desire to hear this case, because again, it's another pandemic era. I mean, we just saw what they did last week. They said there are going to be no reparations for any business, school, children, or individuals from any pandemic era law. So we know where this current Michigan Supreme Court sits on these kind of things. We'll see if after this election, if maybe O'Grady and Fink, I believe, is the other Supreme Court justice up there.
Yes.
For election. It would be nice to see that court return to sanity.
Well, it's a step, but I think we're going to be short a majority anyway, but we'll have to wait and see, because Viviano is retiring.
Yeah, and Viviano's a great justice, and he just lit into the RFK ruling from the other day.
Oh, yes. I talked about it in the first hour. Basically keeping him on the ballot, and him and Brian Zara basically were the dissenters. And yep. Viviano wrote a scathing, scathing dissent against that decision. Let me ask you this. In that process, because the election is 56 days from today, we're exactly 8 weeks out from the election. They don't want your ruling, your appellate court, and or your appeal to go directly to the Michigan Supreme Court. They do not want that heard before the presidential election. That would be huge, huge news headlines. That would be, I think, detrimental to the Democrats, to Kamala Harris, to Benson, to Whitmer. I mean, this, because I don't think they have a leg to stand on based on the way you wrote your brief. I don't think that they're going to have any choice but to rule in your favor.
That is absolutely correct. And the real problem that these Michigan Supreme Court justices that don't want to hear these types of cases or that ruled against these reparation sort of things last week, these are folks that want to put all of this behind them. They have no interest any longer, in my personal opinion, they no longer have an interest in going by the rule of law set by the Michigan Constitution. It's really, really simple. And when you look at the arguments we present, knocking down this 2451, again, it is so incredibly simple. When you stack this on top of the recent rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court, where we've talked briefly about administrative hearings now get jury trials. All of these other things are taking vast amounts of power away from these executive branch agencies. And that's what we're also seeking to do with removing this local statute, is further, for the third time, take more power away from an unelected official. That is what is at the crux of most of this, is we want our representatives making the law. That's what we want. We want the judicial branch interpreting the law and the executive branch executing that law. Last week, we saw Benson interpreting the law. The week before that, we saw the Michigan Supreme Court legislating law with the wage law. So these folks are way out of their lanes, and we just need to rein them all back in with a little bit of sanity.
But that's where I think they're going to fight you. I think that, like you say, they have no appetite for it. The Supreme Court, they do not want to look at it. They don't want to have to rule on it. Because, again, you wrote the brief so good, so well, that I think they don't have a choice. I don't think they have the ability in any way, shape, or form to be able to deny your requests. And in that process, like you say, basically, that ruling is going to end up changing basically state government and the way it functions here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately our hope, is that we, the little people, the little guys, the small business owners, the individual person, gets a larger voice. That's the way, I mean, it's one of our 27 grievances in the Declaration of Independence, right? This is what we've got to get back to, is the simple language in the law, and this, and us being allowed to adjudicate these things in front of a government that has tremendous amounts of money and tremendous amounts of power.
One of the things I did want to ask you about specifically is the outcome, this actual outcome. Have you thought it through down the line? Have you and your attorney, have you guys looked at it and decided the next course of action if you in fact prevail? Let's play a little bit of forecasting the future, if you will.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, we've looked at a lot of different options. You know, even taking this appeal on opens the door to have that lower court ruling reversed. Even though we don't bring up 2453, which is the local statute that we had knocked down the same as the state statute, there is a possibility for that. But when we win, so we don't bring that up in this brief, so it's going to be very hard for them to try and knock that back. So when 2451 gets knocked down as unconstitutional, what it does is it puts another brick in the wall against all of these other things. Now, I would fully suspect, or expect, I should say, that the local health department will then appeal this ruling. Now, we know before they had some issues getting a vote going forward to appeal, to not appeal. Ultimately, they didn't. That's why we did. We were going to appeal regardless, either way. So the local health department has been trying to get the state health department or the attorney general's office in on this, because these are state laws, right? They enable local health directors, but it's a state law. So what the local health department doing, and I don't think that they're entirely wrong, is trying to rope in the attorney general's office and trying to get them to pay for it, because the locals are paying for adjudicating and interpreting a state law. So I expect that it will go to the Michigan Supreme Court via the attorney general's office stepping in, or our local health department taking it to the next level as well. And then we'll see exactly what the Michigan Supreme Court has to say about it at that level.
Wow. That's a lot of chess moves down the way.
It is, but I'll tell you what, Randy, this has been going on for the better part of 3 years. This is exactly where we intended to be 3 years ago.
Well, let me ask you this. Because they know that the way the brief is written, that you basically have the law, you have the Constitution on your side, do you think there's a possibility that they may just throw up their hands and at the end of the day and say, we're going to withdraw any resistance, or do you think they'll continue to fight this all the way? And I got a text message just now. Is there any possibility that the Michigan Supreme Court's decision could be moved to the United States Supreme Court? Is that a possibility?
that is my understanding. Again, I'm not a lawyer. I just talk about it on the radio. But
yeah.
My understanding is, since these are all state laws that move. Okay, so the case from In Re Certified Questions from 2020, that actually went out of state into federal court. The federal circuit court kicked it back to Michigan for the Michigan Supreme Court to answer those questions because they are state laws. So usually that is the case. If we were to try and take it outside to federal circuit court somewhere there in the district, wherever, what district we are in, it most likely would get kicked back to Michigan to have the Michigan Supreme Court rule because it is a state law.
It's a state law, not a federal law.
Correct. Now, if we had arguments like we did in our original appeal, we had this bifurcated appeal back in 2021 where we roped in the Attorney General and Governor Whitmer, we included federal taking clauses, state taking clauses. So if we were arguing federal statutes, that would enable us to go to federal court. So we're not really bringing in any federal, well, we're not bringing any federal statutes into this appeal here. So I don't think it could go outside of Michigan, but I could be wrong.
Got it. Well, it's interesting. And all this, of course, happening at the same time while you're trying to get the new location going and lots of things happening over there. People are always asking me. I ran into some folks at the Potato Festival over in Posen, and they're like so excited about the new location. When is it going to be open? Just need an update as to what has happened and transpired since last week.
Well, the good news is that I've actually heard back from the Liquor Commission. So they're sort of the ones that are driving the timeline on this entire thing. There's really no point in opening up a restaurant without having our liquor license, especially if we're going to have a celebration, which, of course, we're going to do.
Sure.
So I've heard back from them. I've got to get them certain documentation and some other things. Then they come out and do a physical inspection of the property because we are changing some of the boundaries a little bit. So I have heard back from them. So the clock is going on that. Right now, we're still targeting October. But there is a fair amount of construction we plan to do around the outside of the property. We're going to add some parking, a drive-through, and some other things. And, of course, this time of year, some of these companies are starting to wind down their operations, but the majority of them I'm finding are still very, very busy trying to get in their workload before the season ends. So the parking lot portion of it could also have a little bit to do with our timeline there. So, and we don't necessarily need a parking lot to open, but that was one of the biggest complaints that we had heard about this property before was the unorganized parking, especially around the pavilion and everything, which we are going to be using it a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. Plan to hold many, many events out there. We're excited. One last question. After Labor Day, now the traffic is down. We've noticed a lot less tourists up here. Hours of operation changing at all heading into the fall, or are we keeping the same hours we had?
We're pretty much keeping the same hours until we move to the new location. We'll have our downtown location, and then we'll have our what we're calling the South End location, or the Otsego Lake location. Our downtown location may change some hours there, but right now we're still open 7 days a week. We're only doing breakfast Saturdays and Sundays, so we took off Mondays and Fridays for breakfast since that out-of-town traffic is sort of gone
yeah.
with school being back in. So 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the week, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the weekends.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.